3. Escape from Althea.
Chapter 17. Back at Redwall Abbey, there were some slight disagreements about who was responsible for guarding the walls. Diggs and Oakheart with a spike were not seeing eye to eye on the business of guard duties. Moreover, an officious shrew named Divery had decided that the Gowson were not going to take orders from any beast who was not of their tribe. Diggs had selected all the able-bodied creatures he could find, regardless of who they were. The tubby young hare split his command into 2 shifts, one for daytime, the other for night. It was a good and fair system. Moles, abbey beasts, Gowson, and Witherspikes found themselves standing together on the ramparts. Those not on guard were employed at making weapons. Bows, arrows, slings and spears were being constructed down in Selimol Gergie's cellars. The whole scheme worked fine for a day. Then things started to go awry. Friar Sugum forgot to send lunch up to the wall tops, so Divery took the shrews off to the kitchens. Instead of taking their food back up to the wall tops, they went into the orchard to eat. Oakheart was not too pleased at being left lunchless on sentry duty. The large florid hedgehog was halfway down the wall steps when he ran into Diggs, who blocked his path.
Tut, tut, Oakie, what's this? Deserting your blooming post? Back up to the jolly old wall tops this instant.
Oakheart pushed past him indignantly.
Back up yourself, sirrah. There's only my good self and a mere scattering of guards up there. Those shrewd chappies have taken themselves off to lunch, if you please.
Diggs was taken aback.
Gone off to lunch? Deserted? Just to feed their blinking faces? Right, leave this to me. One thing I will not tolerate is rank disobedience. And as for you, laddie me hog, back up on duty before I put you on a blooming fizzer. On the double!
Oakheart's stomach began rumbling. This made him take umbrage against Diggs.
Pish, tush, laddie! I'm senior to you, both in season and rank, and I intend to take lunch forthwith. You stop me at your peril, I warn you.
Tragedia came hurrying down the wall step.
Oh, father, pray, do not strike him down.
Form old Darby came trundling along the ramparts.
Yeah, there'll be no striking inside the abbey.
Oakheart held up his paws.
Who said I was going to strike him?
Drull Hogwife pointed a paw at Tragedia.
She did.
Young Rambuculus Witherspike sniggered.
Can I come to lunch with you, Pa? I'll help you to strike him.